Hey, family. You guys, I'm pulling up my notes. All right, family. Well, welcome to the Daughter Podcast, a place that is dedicated to the total wellness of the total woman. My name is Samantha Grimes, and I'm a certified life coach and Christian counselor and the CEO of Samantha Grimes Life Solutions, a wellness company that offers a wide variety of services of coaching and counseling services. If you are interested in one-on-one or group services, please head to our website at www.sgls.info. Once again, that's www.sgls.info. And we look forward to working with you. So first things first, family, I want to hop on and do some housekeeping things. Number one, I want to share with you guys about our membership community. These are our goodies, okay? Our number one goodie is that we have a membership community. If you are a fan of this podcast, or even if you're not a fan of this podcast, but you have been following SGLS for quite some time, you know about our social media pages, you follow our content, you are on our email list, or you're just somebody who's really interested in getting connected. You're somebody who's looking for mentorship. You're looking for somebody who's looking for group coaching. You're somebody that's looking for just a little bit more sunlight and attention and watering to the seed that's already growing and producing on the inside of you. Then the Daughter Membership Community is the perfect thing for you. The Daughter Podcast Membership Community is a community of sisters of womanhood. And not just, you know, people love to use the terminology sisterhood, brotherhood, you know, but it really is a sisterhood, a community of like-minded women, not just women tossed in a group, but a group of like-minded women, all pursuing Christ, all pursuing Jesus, all hidden in him, all going after it like never before. And it's an opportunity to connect with like-minded women, an opportunity to grow yourself, because obviously we're going to do, you know, live Q&As from these different podcast episodes. Sometimes we listen to a podcast episode and we have questions, but it's a podcast episode. You can't ask. You just got to listen and that's it. But it's an opportunity to ask the questions you normally don't get the opportunity to ask, as well as engage in live Bible studies, live lessons, group coaching, and all the things that come with just strengthening and being built up amongst a community. Maybe you go to a church and the church is great and it's wonderful, but you don't necessarily feel like you're getting that thing. This may be another resource, another outlet for you. Maybe you're getting all the things that you need from your church home. Maybe you're getting all the things that you need. This is still something that you want to add to that list. Listen, you can't get enough. There's no limit. Okay, that's enough. Like, no, you can't get enough. So I just want to invite you. I think it's the best thing for you. Some of you want to get into one-on-one coaching and counseling and maybe can't afford it right now. You can afford this. This is $40 a month. And I promise you, it is building. It is strengthening. It is eye-opening. It is sisterhood like never before. Another goodie that we have is that I've written 2 books. If you can tell, I am an advocate for resources. Okay. Maybe you can't do this, but you can do that. And this is a that you can do. Okay, I've written 2 books. The first one is Feel So Good to Be Loved, 21 Days of Discovering the Authentic Love of God. It's basically a devotional and it's written like chapters. So each day is a chapter. And we get into some really heavy hitting conversation about love, not just the idea of love, but really receiving it. Some of us do go out of our way to show God that we love him, but the power is in receiving and how much he loves us and letting that transform us, letting that change us, letting that heal us, letting that do something that we didn't even know that was the thing we needed to cause real change in that area of our life. And so after each chapter, there's some heavy hitting questions that can be triggering, but they're really intended to kind of open up the right door, open up the right avenue of conversation, and really cause you to really have some transformative prayer times, transformative perspectives, and really develop a lifestyle of receiving the love of God. Listen, loved people do things differently. Loved people go through things differently. My second book is Significant, Slaying the Demon of Low Self-Esteem and Getting Back into Your Day One Significance. If there was ever a book out there that really hit the trigger points of low self-esteem and how we should come out, this is that book. Each chapter really goes head first in the trigger areas that keep us stuck in low self-esteem, that keep us from receiving and coming into the knowledge of that revelation of our day one significance and how to stay there, how to remain there. And it's a beautiful journey that I want you to take part in. So both of these books are available on Amazon.com and Kindle. I know some people like to get their books immediately, so Kindle is an option. But once again, that's Feel So Good to Be Loved, 21 Days of Discovering the Authentic Love of God, as well as Significant, Slaying the Demon of Low Self-Esteem. And our third goodie, and I don't want you guys to miss the deadline, because we're supposed to close April 30th. The Lord hasn't told me anything different. So we're supposed to close April 30th, all right, at the end of this month. And it is the Wife University. It is our online course. It is a 4-week intensive signature course. And family, it's what it sounds like. Wife you. There are so many questions about wifehood. Oh my goodness, whether you are married, whether you're about to get married, or whether you believe that marriage is something God has in your future, there are 1,000 questions, 1,000 things that we haven't really cracked the code on quite yet. You know, a lot of difficulty that we run into. And Wife U is that place to kind of get those things answered, really get God's heart and mindset around being a wife, really tapping into the honor and the privilege of being a wife, really being a blessing to your husband, really seeing your husband for who he is and how you should see him, answering so many different questions, really getting understanding, you know, what it means to be a crown to his head, really getting an understanding of how to get out of a rut in your relationship. Like, this, I promise you, for many of you, this is an answered prayer. Don't miss the opportunity. Don't miss the moment. Okay. Don't miss the moment. Get a part of this. If you want to join, head to my Instagram page at Samantha Grimes TV. Go to our link tree and you're going to see a link that says Wife University. Click on that. It'll take you to PayPal and you will pay for the course. All right. The course is $90. And then email us. This is all on my Instagram. Email us at samantha.grimescc@gmail.com and hit and email us the word done. That tells us that you have paid and you are ready to go, and you will get a welcome email or a welcome letter within 24 to 48 hours. And that welcome email will give you all the instructions on getting access. All right, family, those are our goodies. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and we're going to pray. And then we're going to get into today's convo. All right. Well, Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you so much. We honor you. We bless the name of the Lord. We decree and declare, God, that you are faithful. You are holy. You are timely. You are wise. You are perfect. You are everything. You are beautiful. You are righteous. You are safety. You are security. You are love. And that personified. And Father, I don't have anything to say today outside of you. Nothing I can even talk about even matters outside of your presence, outside of your voice, Father God. They don't need to hear me. They need to hear you. They need to receive from you. They need a fresh word from you. They need an encounter with you. They don't need religiosity. They need Jesus. They need relationship. And so, Father, right now, I submit to you my tongue. I submit to you my notes. I submit to you what it is that I think that I know. I even submit to you my education, my background. I submit everything over to you now, Father God. And I say now, Father, let it be a tool in your hands. Let it be your jurisdiction. And I pray now, Father, let every word that proceeds out of my mouth be your words and not my own. Let it be what your daughters need to hear. Let every woman that is listening, God, let their hearts be conducive to receive. Let it be a healing. Let it cause breakthrough, transformation, growth like never before. And I pray now, God, that you get all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor, and that we'll all come back into the greater revelation that we are the beloved of Jesus Christ. We love you. We honor you. And we thank you for it now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. All right, family. So today is an interesting conversation. We are talking about evolving. The name of this episode is Permission to Evolve. Now, let me start here. Some of you are in a few different places. Some of you may be in a particular place where you know something has shifted. You know something has changed. You know that you have changed. No matter how hard you may try to picture it a different way, think about it a different way, go about it a different way, you're aware that you have changed. You're aware that things have changed. Things are not the way they once were. And as much as you're aware that everybody, we all are changing and evolving as we grow up, as we get older, as we mature, as life goes on, for many of us, there is a fear of evolution. There is a fear of evolution. There are aspects that you want to remain the same, or aspects that have changed and you don't really know what to do here or now. You know, when I was a college student, I remember the year I graduated from undergrad. Because in any other education I received after that, everybody was all different ages, just grown. But I remember in undergrad, very specifically, there were some of us that were really excited about graduation. Not just walking across the stage, but not being undergrads anymore and being, you know, in a new phase of life. I mean, really excited about that. And then there were some of us that were not. And many people could say, oh, of course not, because they don't have a job yet. Or of course not, because they don't have a plan. But truthfully, many of them, I mean, certain degree programs and undergrad set you up to have a job right after. There are literally students that I remember, they all would go after this particular degree program because they understood it was automatic money. It was not difficult to find a job. They were in need of that position in that city. This podcast is coming from Huntsville. Huntsville is an engineering city, meaning there are a lot of very highly paid engineers here. Many people travel and leave and move here to get a job in engineering, because this is an engineering city, very big on it. So many people who got engineering degrees were not worried. Even if it took them a while to kind of get in, once you in, you in, you know? And so for many people, it wasn't a difficulty with finding a job after undergrad. For many people, it wasn't a difficulty with having a plan. Many of them knew that maybe they were going on to get higher degrees because what they wanted to do required that. But for many students, it was the fact that they were no longer in college, meaning they were no longer going to campus every day. They were no longer seeing their friends on campus every day. This place that had become their world, like many college campuses, the reason why it takes over certain cities, because it's a small mini world. This is your world for 4 to 5 years. This is your world, right? This is where you eat. This is where you hang out. This is where you socialize. This is where you go do X, Y, and Z. This is where you live. Even if you live off campus, you still live nearby, so you have a shorter commute. So this has been your world. And then everything is about to change. I'm being broken into a new world. And for many people, that's scary. Maybe it has nothing to do with a physical location, but maybe your evolution process is a little bit scary or a little bit terrifying because you've just never been here, whether it is mentally, whether it is emotionally, whether it is spiritually. It is new waters and new territory. Family, I want to be the first to let you know, you survey from faith to faith and from glory to glory, kind of God. God is in the business of your growth, of your maturity, of your development, of your evolution. Even in scripture, you never hear God call women girls or men boys, only when they were a child, the boy, the girl. But throughout scripture, they refer to as men and women. Why? There was no age preface and saying, well, at 20-something, I'm not going to call you, but at 30-something, I wouldn't. No, God is into your maturity. He's into you evolving. God is interested in you growing up. Matter of fact, God is dedicated to you growing up. And sometimes the only person fighting the evolution, the only person fighting the maturity, the only person fighting the change, it's you. Nobody can stop it from happening. Mama and daddy, no matter how much you are their baby, they can't stop it. No matter how friends and them, you know, have always been, no one can stop it. The person that is causing the resistance, the person that is holding itself back, it's you. Or maybe not you. Maybe you listen to this podcast episode and it's reminding you about somebody that you know. Okay, that's fine with me. I want to get into some of the areas that cause us to want to resist evolution. Because family, just like the name of this episode, you have permission to evolve. You have permission to develop. You have permission to grow up. You have permission to not be who you were. As a matter of fact, whether you feel like you have the permission or not, it's going to happen. And I want to be the one to sit here and to tell you that this is a gift. This isn't a punishment. I know the world likes to paint this, image or create this message that getting older, oh, life is over now. There's some things you can't get to till you're 35. There's some things you're not going to taste until you're 40. There's some things that you won't even appreciate until you're 52. There's some, your mindset is going to be better. Like God is not pushing development, maturity, evolution, growth, just because it gives him glory. Because it does. As you get older, like look at the Bible stories. As the men and women of God got older, more glory, God got more glory out of their life and out of their story. But you want to know the other reason? You will be happier. So we have a God who doesn't have a negative ulterior motive. Maybe you've had people in your life, they have a negative ulterior motive to things. But guess what? God, the Bible says, for freedom's sake, he set us free, meaning the entire reason that he went out of his way and he had his son die and be resurrected was for the sake of your freedom. That was his only goal. God wants you to understand how deeply he loves you because he wants you to be loved. God wants you to so deeply embrace X, Y, and Z for the sake of X, Y, and Z. Yes, God's going to get the glory, but God is also incredibly interested in your good. And there are some things that God knows that you will be happier. There will be more peace in your mind. There will be more joy in your heart. There will be more rest in your life if you grow out of this. You'll be better to your kids if you grow out of this. You'll be better to your spouse if you grow out of this. You'll finally be ready to get married if you grow out of this. Letting yourself evolve is not just a gift to God. It is a gift to you. It is a gift to you. Why do you think the enemy is trying to keep you in an arrested developed state? It's called arrested development. Why do you think the enemy wants to keep you arrested? Because he's aware that as you grow, what you will come into, who you will become, what you will now be able to do that you weren't able to do before. The enemy loves that you're fighting progress. The enemy loves that you are idolizing the past. Some of us, this is real. Some of us think that things were better then, and they weren't. You were just blissfully unaware. God loved you so much, he shielded you to what was how things really were. And now things are better, and you won't embrace the better because you think the past was better, and it wasn't. Like, we had so much fun, but you were struggling. You handled things poorly. You mismanaged things. You didn't walk in wisdom. It was hard for you to maintain. There was a time, I look at my kids. There was a time, my daughter's 5 now, but there was a time I had to feed her. Like, she could not eat without me feeding her. I fed her on the breast when she was a baby, and then she got older and I had to take a spoon and I had to feed her food. Now, she could look back at that and say, man, that was such a time. I didn't have to think about how I was going to eat. My mom just took care of it for me. Not realizing the fact that you can go and get your own food now. The fact that you can pick up a fork and eat as much as you want to, and you're not limited to what I give you. Things are better for her now than they were when she was completely dependent on me for that. And I don't know why I'm going here, y'all. I have notes, but I have yet to get to them. I'm just following the spirit. For some of you, you want to be baby spooned. You want to be baby fed. And God is like, but your ability to go into the word for yourself, your ability to go after it now yourself is better now. Like, whether you know it or you realize that you like this better, this is easier. This is more enjoyable. There's more rest here. There's more security here. There's more peace here. The past was not better. The past was not better. You just were unaware. When Gabby was an infant, she was unaware she was eating from my boob. She was unaware that I had to feed her for everything. She was only what? 0? 12 months, 8 months, 5 months. But at 5 years old, things are completely different. She can walk on her own. I don't have to carry her everywhere. She can do so much more now. She can stand. Gabby's not in a crib anymore. She's in a big girl bed. I don't have to put bars up because you may fall out the bed. You can get up and go as you please now. Things are better. And I don't know why I'm harping on this, but I believe the Lord wants to give that message to you this day. Things are better for you now. As you evolve, things will get better. That's the entire point. The enemy wants to convince you that if I try to stay here forever, if I hold on to the past, then I won't experience anything difficult, or it won't be hard, but God is evolving you into better. Yeah, you're yourself now, but you'll be more of yourself then. Yeah, that's who you are now, but you'll be more of that in the future. Yeah, you're free now, but you'll be freer in the future. The Bible talks about the Proverbs 31 woman, and it says she laughs without fear of the future. Why? Because she understands who holds her future. The God that wants to evolve me, mature me, and build me, and is going to cause me to be better, more fruitful, more wise. Anybody that's in business, the longer you're in business, the better you get at business. There are things that when you first heard it, it shook you so bad. And now it's like, child, I've been around this road. It doesn't even do what it once did. I remember my first year at Alabama A&M University when I was a college student in undergrad. I transferred from another college and then I went to this particular college. And y'all, I love my college years. So I always have a bunch of great stories. And I remember I had old money on financial aid. And so I had not gotten a plan together when it came to student loans, my scholarship money. I went to school on scholarship, so my scholarship money had not hit yet. And so because I didn't know when that money was going to hit, I didn't know if I was going to be able to register for classes. And the financial aid lady was just so nasty to me. And she was just like, if you don't get this money, you're not going to be able to register. We're going to drop your classes. We're going to kick you out. Mind you, they say this to every student, okay? I'm not saying this to downplay A&M. I love my alma mater. I recommend that school to anybody. It's just something about the financial aid department at HBCUs. Okay. It's just deliverance needs to happen. All right. And I remember I was so nervous. I was so scared. I was like, what am I going to do? Because I don't know when the scholarship is going to hit. I don't know. I have no idea. And the other students who were upperclassmen were like, oh girl, you're going to be fine. They say that to everybody. Watch, give it a couple weeks. You're going to still be here. They're not going to do any of those things. They're just threatening you to get you to hurry up and pay, but they're not going to do that. By the third year of college, and I'm hearing this speech, I'm chuckling within myself because I know that's not what you're going to do. Not saying that they haven't done that to somebody, but what I am saying is I know the difference now. I've matured in my perspective. I've matured now. I now know how the system works because I've been here. I know how to maneuver it. I know what to do if my classes get dropped and how to get them back on to be registered again. I know the timeline that is going to require for money to hit the account. I'm fully aware now because I have evolved. I have matured. Things are better year three than they were year one. Things have changed. So I want to get into just some things that points that I really want to hit on that'll really help you embrace the permission to evolve. Number one, you have permission to change your mind in Jesus' name. Okay? You have permission to change your mind. For some of you, that is your hindrance. Your mind is changing and you're trying to hold on to a mindset you have always had because the enemy has convinced you that it is safer. The enemy has convinced you that it is easier. The enemy has convinced you that this is where your strength lies. And that's the lie. Like sometimes the fight, y'all, I'm just keep it real. And I'm telling you this from experience. Sometimes the fight, you're not fighting the devil. You're fighting God. Ask me who wins when you fight God. I wait. Ask me who wins when we fight God. It's God pulling you out of a mindset. It's God pulling you out of a way that you have believed. Like there are things that you believe, man, this is who I am. This is what I've been saying since I was 5 years old. This is what I've been saying since I was 10 years old. This is what I've been saying since I was 16. This is what I've been saying since I lived in my mama and my daddy's house. This is what I've been saying since X, Y, and Z. And God is like, yes, and it's time to say something different. It's time to think something different because I am maturing you out of that mindset. I am maturing you out of that way of talking. I am maturing you out of that way of being. It's time to evolve. It's time to grow up. Yes, it worked in high school, but you're 46. Like your age, like the physical number, is a reflection. Now, there are people who are 46 that may have the mind of someone who is 15 years old, 12 years old. It happens. But that's not God's desire. He desires for you to be mature. To be like, as we get older, his desire is for us to gain wisdom. And as we gain wisdom, we do life better. We do people better. You have permission to change your mind. Like that. Like that. You don't have to hold on to anything but Jesus. You don't have to hold on to anything but God. You have permission to change your mind. For some of you, if you feel yourself struggling, stop. Don't just assume it's the devil and get to rebuke it. Lord, is this you? And if it is, show me what you're doing and what you want me saying now, what you want me believing now, how you want me walking now. My husband says it best because he's been in a season where he thought he was fighting the devil and he fought God. Okay. And he said, when you fight God, the only way to win is to let him win. He learned that the hard way. The only way I'm going to win, I got to let God win. And what God brings you into, I'm telling you from experience, family, what God brings you into, it makes you want to cry how good, how sweet, how beautiful that it is. I had a lunch. No, I'm sorry. I was talking to my husband. I'm about to talk about a conversation I had with a friend. But I had a conversation with my husband and we were just talking about how there was a time where womanhood and manhood was so highly valued. Like girls didn't want to be hot girls and want to be hot girls forever. They looked to their mother, their grandmother, their great-grandmother, and they aspired to womanhood. Because they knew within womanhood, there were things that were only going to come to a woman, not a girl. Y'all, I really don't know why I'm here. We're going to let the Lord do his thing, okay? But there are some things that only come to a woman, not a girl. And that's not just a title. That's also a place in which you're called to be and to mature in. You are a woman, but you're also growing as a woman every day. You're maturing, you're evolving your perspective, and you're getting better at it. You're getting better at it. You have permission to change your mind. You have permission to think differently. You have permission. It's as simple as yesterday. You were 100% this way. And today, you're 100% another way. And that's perfectly okay. Your development is not contingent upon the opinion of anybody else. You may have convinced the world, and the world thinks you've grown up, but you actually haven't. The only person that can decide that is you and God. The only person that can decide that is you and the Lord. So number one, you have permission to change your mind. Another aspect of evolution is you have permission to receive the fruit of seasons. What do I mean by the fruit of seasons? Many of you have had hard seasons. Many of you have had easy seasons. Many of you have had weird seasons, confusing seasons, empowering seasons. And each of those seasons that God allows are intended to give you something that makes you better, that makes you stronger, that makes you greater. Okay. And makes you look more and more like Jesus. That's the whole point. Okay. You have permission to take the fruit. Sometimes we're so focused on trying to make sure that we never go through a hard season, which is not possible, that we've missed the lesson on the other side of it. You missed the entire reason why God even allowed that in the first place, and you haven't let that lesson change you. You haven't let the lesson change you. You're just trying to happy to be out of it. Okay, I'm good. No. God is not an abuser. I'm going to say that again. God's not an abuser and he's not abusive. If God allows something, it's because he wants to give you a revelation that changes you and that you can pass down the generations, a revelation that you can now preach. And guess what? Your 6-year situation got somebody set free in 6 minutes. A testimony that keeps bearing fruit. You now have a revelation and an aspect in your mind about who God really is. That now that is going to keep you from going back into that season again. That is going to keep you from repeating the history. Lord, what is the lesson that you had in it? It might be multiple. Lord, help me to receive the lessons you give me. Let it change me. I've told stories here about, you know, having children. Having children changes you. You will never look at children the same. You'll never look at another mother the same. You'll never look at childbirth the same. You'll never look at any of those things the same because it has changed you. I heard a woman say on a podcast episode not too long ago, she said the day that the stick turned positive, she knew she had forever changed. She could never go back to who she was before that moment, before she had kids. It changed her. And how did it change her? For the better. That's the thing. The enemy wants you to keep associating growth and maturity and change with something negative. But the truth is, change is attached to his will, his way, and the positive. God, I want to change you for your good. I want to change you for your peace. I want to change you for your development. I want to change you for your joy. There's a joy you're going to tap into. You weren't this happy before because you had not had this experience that made you joyful. There are people that enjoy life so well, they in a different way because they went to jail. They went to jail for 24 hours. It was not that deep. But guess what? The way they live life is differently. There are people who have been diagnosed with cancer and they beat it. And now they have a revelation that that season of fighting cancer changed them. It changed them forever. And now life is better. Things are sweeter. The sun shines brighter. I'm not saying God wants to give you, God don't have to do stuff like that. He doesn't even want to do stuff like that. But what I am saying is the fruit of the season is what this was all about. The planting of the seed, the watering of the seed, the sunlight that the seed needed was all about the fruit that it would bear. And when you have not just a piece of fruit, but an abundance of fruit, it changes the game. Now that tree is forever an apple tree. It started off as just a seed. We didn't know what it would become. We didn't understand in the beginning. But now it didn't just bear the fruit of one apple. It became an apple tree. And an apple tree can keep bearing apples. Like, you have a father that wants you to be strong. He wants you to bear fruit. The Bible says a sign that you are bearing fruit is the gift of pruning. I'm going to come back and prune you. Why? So that you can bear more good fruit. God wants you to have a lifestyle of bearing good fruit. As you get older, your fruit gets better. You get sweeter. You get wiser. I can't tell you, and I say this with love, I've ran into older men and women who were so unkind. And it was because the world had convinced them, now that I'm older, I throw away all the years of maturity and healing and development and growth, and I can just treat people however I want to.